Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 10th, 2013, and I am so excited to introduce these two friends to you in the studio. And I already know on the onset that this is going to probably be 2 days worth of broadcasts. In fact, they've already been here in the studio or in parts of my home and part of the yard for the last 2 hours. In fact, I'm already going hoarse just telling some of the stories. They're laughing because here they're to be interviewed, and I think they've been interviewing me, asking me to share some of the stories of how this radio ministry got birthed and some of the unique ways God has used it in the area. So thank you, Michael and Rena Himmick, for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Now, I will say also that we're taping this at Sunday afternoon. You actually got here at 3 o'clock, and I'm looking at the clock, and it's like 5 now. So we've been talking for 2 hours. Don't we serve a great God?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
Well, you're helping to bring about a special agape feast to our area. And so I think we're going to talk a little about this on today's program. And I know between knowing both of you, and Rena, I've known you for many years, I would love you to share some of your faith journey, some of your testimony. But start off, what's happening in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Sunday?
Well, in 2 weeks at the I Hotel, which is just south of the Assembly Hall, there's going to be a citywide Christian fellowship and agape feast at 3 p.m. It's actually going to be going on from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be this amazing coming together, the culmination of the agape feast that have been going on at Champaign-Urbana for the last 2 years. People coming together, leaders coming together from churches all across Champaign-Urbana, pastors, leaders, folks that attend those churches, folks coming in just to see what it's all about. As part of that, there's going to be a full dinner, a full buffet dinner at 5:30. There's also going to be a missionary coming in from out of town named Aaron Roberts, who ministers to Pakistan. He's part of a ministry that has brought over 100,000 people to Christ in the last 10 years, mostly Muslim background believers. Aaron is going to share with us what he has learned, what he has seen with his eyes over in Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, China, the power of our testimony, how we conquer by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. And he is going to show how we can take that right here to Champaign-Urbana for Christ.
Now, this is called an agape feast. So tell us a little more. What is an agape feast? So I'm like, okay, we're going to come together 3 to 8. Wow, that's 5 hours, but there's going to be a dinner. There's going to be testimony, some worship. And this is being sponsored by Sunday Action. So tell us a little about Sunday Action and a little more about this agape feast, because it's like, what's an agape feast? How did you get that name, or what does that mean?
Well, sure. An agape feast is a first century term that the early church used to basically celebrate communion. If we look at certain passages of Scripture in Corinthians and in Jude, and we look at church history, we see that when the first century church got together to celebrate the Lord's Supper, they celebrated this as part of an actual meal. They came together. They came together as one. They talked with each other. They loved each other. They shared with each other. And that agape feast gradually faded out of use, and communion became something more and more sort of ritualized. But I think that what Rena and I have learned over the last 2 years, and we've seen it elsewhere in other communities and other folks have done this, is that there's probably never been a better time to try to reinstitute that in the church, because we have increasingly become part of a culture here in our country, great country, but we become strangers to one another. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord says, know your neighbor, love your neighbor. Well, if we're being honest, so often we throw up our hands and say, Lord, I don't know my neighbor. I don't know how to know my neighbor. And in every culture that people have studied, both Christians and secular sociologists and people that study these sorts of things, they've seen that eating together and breaking bread together is part of building community.
You know, this resonated. As soon as I saw the email and the announcement about this, I registered right away and paid my $5, which includes a great meal at the I Hotel. So it's like, wow, I can't believe all this, 3 to 8 p.m. But Jason and I, over our morning program, many times have talked about that concept of community that happens over a meal, over that dining room table, that kitchen table where you talk with one another, you share over food. Maybe it's you take a neighbor out out to eat, but so much God work happens over a meal, and it looks like that's really your intent, to bring people together from different denominations, life experiences, backgrounds, to come together and to know each other, and then to know about the one true God.
Absolutely. You know, we've had people come together. There's been over 50 Agape Feasts now in the last 2 years in parks, in restaurants, at 15 of Champaign-Urbana's churches that have gotten involved with these things. Churches on the north side, churches on the south side, west side, east side, all over town. And many people have come to Christ because of people they have met at an Agape Feast. Mm-hmm. They came just to see. They came because somebody invited them. They had dinner with somebody. They started hearing testimonies. They started seeing relationships get built. And 3 months later, 9 months later, 2 weeks later, those people were baptized at an Agape Feast or were baptized in their churches and came to faith because of the relationships that were built. You know, Mark, when we go back to Acts and we look at Acts 2:42-47, it's right there. 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about the earliest community, the Jerusalem church that Christians built, right in the beginning, one of the four pillars that they built it on was breaking bread together.
Okay, so this event, which is a little under 2 weeks away, so it's going to be happening on Sunday night, June 23rd, 3 to 8 p.m. Can you take us through what this 3 to 8 p.m. would look like?
Sure, absolutely. This is going to be a little different.
And Rena, you just stay there because in a minute or two, we're going to give Michael a chance to introduce you and say what he loves about you. So you just sit there and we're going to hear a little love story.
Well, I was just actually going to trend that way myself. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Mark. We don't normally do 5 hours. Agape Feast. Most of them in the past have been 2 or 3 hours long because they've been dinner. This is a bit of a special event. We're really trying to pull everyone who wants to come from Champaign-Urbana together to lift up our voices together in addition to the meal and praise the Lord as one. Not as many churches, but as one church of Champaign-Urbana with many leaders, yes, but as one church in Him. And He is the one true leader above mm-hmm. us all. So the initial part of this particular Agape Feast is going to be a community worship. And Rena, who we've been married a year now, and Rena Day, many people know her as, formerly of the band Champagne, formerly of the Flaming Missiles for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's not so formerly anymore. Yeah. So for the first half hour, Rena's got that.
Yeah. The Flaming Missiles for Jesus have come back together. It's more kind of like a community choir now. And we will be presenting some worship with also another group that's community-based musicians in a group called As One. We will be doing praise and worship and also some other special pieces for that particular event. And we're just excited about it. And the missiles are sounding good. And God is being lifted up. And we're just excited.
Now, everyone, I want to raise your hands. I'm looking out at our radio listening family. Who has seen Rena leading these Flaming Missiles for Jesus in the past? Huh? Is there enthusiasm there? Is there a great director, somebody passionate about the Lord? You're kind of like the ever-ready Energizer Bunny going up there, getting everyone fired up. So you're pretty excited about where you've brought them these past months with rehearsals and such, right?
Oh, yeah. It's old relationships being reestablished. You know, not that we ever got away from each other, but when you begin to go to different churches and different things and life's journey just takes different turns, you kind of get away from each other. But coming back together and singing together, it's kind of like siblings. Mm. You know how that harmony is so beautiful and tight, and it's like that all the time. That's the way they are. They come back together, and it's like we never stopped. Never stop singing.
Okay, before you're going to share some of your love story, Michael, again, okay, so it begins this 3 to 8 p.m., so there'll be initial time of worship, and then what happens?
Yeah, that time of worship will be 3 to 3:30. Then Aaron will do his teaching for 2 hours. And it's very participatory. Aaron came to town to kind of prep us with this a few months back. And everything Aaron does and everything they do in Pakistan when they're ministering is very participatory. So this is all about the power of testimony. So he's going to share with us really effective ways for us to grab onto our own testimony, to bring the power out of it. We'll probably end up telling our testimony to each other 5-10 times in the course of those 2 hours, kind of round robin fashion, which is a great way to get to know each other, a great way to get to know each other in the Lord. and a great way to encourage each other, because those testimonies, what Aaron finds, they change, they sharpen, you hear things. Other people ask you questions that you didn't think were important, but all of a sudden, wow, that's the really important part of my testimony right there. That's what people are grabbing onto, mm-hmm. and what Jesus is using. So we're just really excited about that part of it. From 5:30 to 7 is the buffet. I'm sure Aaron will have a little bit of things for us to talk about with that. He'll come back with a little bit of closing statement and a little bit of closing teaching. And then the missiles, when the band are back.
It's so classic. Somebody just tuning in or scanning the dial, the Flaming Missiles for Jesus. Where did that name even come from? Because it's so catchy and everyone has heard it or has heard it once, always remembers it.
Oh, yes. Well, when I came to faith in 1990, and I was doing a Bible study at that time, first one I'd ever done. And one of the lessons that was being taught, there was a line in there that said, God took some fishermen and turned them into flaming missiles for Jesus. And I thought to myself, you know what? I want to be a flaming missile for Jesus. And so that's when I went to the pastor and I said, you know, instead of calling this, you know, the church sanctuary choir, let's be the flaming missiles for Jesus. And he said, okay.
And that was back in like 1991 or early
90s? No, about 93.
Okay.
Because for about the first couple of years, I just wanted to, you know, just to soak in. Mm-hmm. I wanted to soak in God's word. I wanted to soak in his spirit. I wanted to soak and just grab a hold of all that I could from the Lord. And then when it was time, God opened that door mm-hmm. for directorship of the choir and also for being a worship pastor. So,
Well, Michael, I've already purchased my $5 ticket. And I think one of the reasons why it's $5 is just because of the iHotel and you want to track people. And I think it only accommodates 400 people. So we need our Great News Radio listeners to sign up right away. Is there a website for them to go or a phone number for more information? And this would be something like for a small group to come together and attend, or a person to bring their neighbor or friend or family member. Would an unchurched person feel comfortable? Because if we're going to be sharing maybe some of our faith journey, what would that person or that neighbor or that work colleague feel like gathering for the citywide Christian fellowship and Agape Feast?
So many of our Agape Feasts in the past have been a mix of everybody, Mark. They've been black, white, rich, poor, people of faith, people who haven't come to faith yet. And this is a little different because of the testimonies, but I am confident, given that I know some of the people that are coming to this, I know Aaron, that if anybody showed up for this and was just curious and wanted to see what happens, if somebody just wanted to show up for the dinner and skip the testimony training, we're okay with that. The point is to come together. Oftentimes for these Agape Feasts, we don't even require registrations. It's just come, mm-hmm. and we'll handle it. The Lord will handle it. But given that this is the iHotel and we need a little bit of an advanced warning for seating and for meal planning, that the registration deadline on this one is actually Monday, June 17th. The website to register for the meal is sundayaction.com. That's just two words, sundayaction.com. The phone number, which actually rings straight to my phone, is 855-GOD'S-DAY, 855-463-7329. If anybody has any questions, they can call that number. I'll pick up. I'll get back to you if you leave a message. And we'll just go from there. But this is all about showing the love of Jesus and coming together as one. So there are no rules. There are no restrictions. The door is wide open.
And I'm thinking when you were talking about anyone would feel welcome, in the early church, I think, where there was the practice where the unchurched would go by and see what was going on in the church, and they would be moved by the power and the authority and seeing God at work. And so they were interested or intrigued or encouraged. And so you would recommend, bring that unchurched neighbor, bring that friend that maybe is a seeker, wants to know more, just to interact with everyone. And the speaker, this Aaron Roberts, he's very gifted, and he would be sensitive to the audience and the people he's going to present, right?
He absolutely will. And this is what he does for a living. He's a missionary. He reaches people. And that's exactly, back to the verse we read in Acts 2:42-47, that's exactly what it says there as I read it. I mean, it says that they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Mm. We've seen it happen at these feasts. People have come and formed these relationships. Maybe those relationships are to bring people to faith, or maybe they're to strengthen our faith or to help us overcome something in our life that's a stumbling block that my friend that I get to know at the feast has the answer to.
Well, as mentioned, I want to have you work in reverse. Usually I have people share some of their faith story and how they came to Christ maybe at an early age, or how God used different people, or a radio broadcast, or Billy Graham. But I want to have you work a little backwards from your love story. So you've only been married a year. It seems like you guys have been yoked together for a long time, because I remember seeing you at that worship service at Hessel Park. And maybe you were only married a month or a week or some at that point, because that seemed like that was a long time ago. Seemed like it was last year. So only 1 year?
Only 1 year.
Wow. So how did you guys meet up, and how did God orchestrate that?
That's a pretty amazing story, and Rena's a pretty amazing woman, so the two go together.
Husbandry 101, you just earned some good points on that. I'm going to keep a little tally over here.
Well, you know, I come from a broken background with marriages. I've been a broken person, and I've had broken relationships. I reached the point really in my life where, and it was a hard decision. It was a hard place to get to. I probably spent a whole year, 1 year, 3 hours a day, just praying and being discipled by a friend that could help me, reading God's word, and trying to figure out, how do I rebuild myself in a way that I make good decisions, God decisions? I don't want to keep making the same mistakes, Lord. And as part of that year, I had to get to the point where I told the Lord, Lord, I've struck out of this game. And if you want me single and celibate for the rest of my life, I'm ready for that. I pray you'll help me. But I need you to guide this, not me, everything about it. And if you have somebody for me, fine, but you're going to have to show them to me. You're going to have to bring them to me, because I'm not looking anymore. I've lost the right to do that. And it was around that time that I was putting together folks to get Sunday Action off the ground. And Rena and I work in the same building. I have a condo there that I live in, and Rena's worked on the second floor for as long as I've lived there. And so we knew of each other, but we really didn't know each other. It was sort of a passing, hi, hello, how are you? Here's my condo fees. And we talked a little bit, but that was about it. And a friend that I sought to help out with Sunday Action, he said he would help out. And he said that when we were getting off the ground, we needed a bunch of flyers made for a family resource day at Salt and Light. And we would pass out the flyers to invite people to the first feast, August of 2011. He said, you can use my copiers. I said, great. It's going to be a lot of them. He's like, no problem. So we went down there, and we're making thousands of copies. And Reno sits by the copiers, and it's kind of the manager, the keeper of the copiers. And we got to talking about what it was that we were making copies about. We talked for about 90 minutes, 2 hours. And I was like, wow, this is a woman of faith. She knows her scripture. Her heart is just sold out for Jesus. I had no idea she was amazing like this. So I said, well, you've got to be on our board of directors. Right there. I don't know. I prayed. It was just a boom, you know.
What was that? Nehemiah prayer?
This was the right thing. I knew right there she was exactly the kind of person we were looking for. You know, we weren't looking for worldly qualifications necessarily. We were looking for people that just loved him in a really passionate way and were willing to act aggressively on that action.
So at that point, you weren't thinking about, this could be my future wife.
No, not at all.
You were just thinking, here's a capable, quality Christ follower.
Absolutely. And Rena prayed about it, and we got together a week later, and she said, yes, I'll join your board of directors. And we just started doing ministry together, and we got to be friends in the process of doing that. And before you know it, it's pretty obvious that Rena was just wherever service needed to be done, wherever you needed somebody who was going to follow Jesus to the hilt, Rena was there. And we got to a point in that friendship, and it really was a friendship that got built, where I think both of us sensed that God was saying, you know, this is somebody I have for you. And it was like, wow. Did not expect that. And I said something at our wedding when I prayed to the Lord, when I offered myself up to him and said, look, Lord, I'm broken. You run this, you know, whatever you want, as hard as that's going to be. I said to him, as kind of a P.S., I said, Lord, if you do bring me somebody, I said this to my friend who's been discipling me now for 6 years. If I ever do meet anybody that the Lord brings, she's going to be impressive. And Rena is the most impressive woman I've ever met. And there are tons of great ladies out there. I knew that. But just she is a tremendous woman of God and so impressive and so much faith. I've never met anybody that has more faith than Rena.
Oh, and Rena has had a legacy with the Flaming Missiles of Jesus and just her involvement in the Christian community. And I've known you, Rena, for many years and just a stellar follower of the Lord Jesus. And in our closing, like, minute and a half, I don't know how you're going to be able to respond, but I knew on the onset that if I had you both back, we'll give you time to share some of your story. Okay. And then, Michael, I want to even go back to you tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends on how your journey really has only been about 6 years. Years in the making, being discipled and really coming to Christ and walking faithfully. So I want to kind of go back to some of that story. But Rena, how do you respond to that in our closing minute or two?
That's hard, Mark. You know that's hard. I can just say that I was a widow for just about 11 years. People know my background. My first husband, Michael, and I were music pastors at what is now Stone Creek and were there for, I don't know, about 11 years. And in 2001, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and we had a home going for him June 7th, 2001.
You know, I think I remember the singing men of GNN singing at a benefit in his
honor.
Oh, it was
so awesome.
And,
yes.
You know, we just love both of you and just your music ministry and his heart for the Lord and his giftedness and his songwriting and just being so sold out for God.
Oh, yes. I know I'm talking quick. I was a widow for about almost 11 years, and I had told the Lord, I was kind of like Michael, you know, it's like, Lord, if you have somebody for me, you know how to get them to me, so I'm just going to wait and just wait on you, and if not, then I will be yours forever. Anyway, long story short, some time into being good friends, Michael just said, you know, hey, we're attracted. God is bringing this together. So that's what happened, and we just waited on the Lord, and he brought us together. And I know this is quick, but I'm trying to make it short. But he is a man of God, and that's what I prayed, Lord, if you have someone for me. And the Lord told me at one point he did have someone for me. So.
Well, I'm glad knowing that I'm going to have you back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and we're going to pick up a little more about how Sunday Action started and how God is using it. But friends, stop by the website, sundayaction.com. That's just spell out the word sundayaction.com or call 1-855-GOD'S-DAY. And God's Day is what?
The number is actually 855-463-7329.
And you can find out more about the Citywide Christian Fellowship and Agape Feast coming to the iHotel, basically less than 2 weeks away, June 23rd, from 3 to 8 p.m. It includes a great meal, great worship, great fellowship, and great teaching time. And register right away because this iHotel will fill up and they need to have your information as soon as possible. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as there will be more God-honoring stories and some more of the love story and their faith journey. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.